Recording has started.
But Lord God, that we, Father God, will
be
saved. And that your peace will rule in our hearts today. Will rule in our spirits. That your joy. With some of us will change our attitude, friend. Our mindset. And that, Lord. Today we will live. The way you called us to live. Holy and acceptable. Unto you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Welcome to another United Fellowship of Jesus. My name is Apostle Nick Rich, your host. We're glad to have you here this morning. And we come this morning to worship the Lord God. And let the Jesus Christ lead the service. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, with thanksgiving, Thank you, Jesus. Father, for you are worthy. To be praised. To be worshipped. To be magnified. And glorified. Hallelujah. Somebody give the Lord a hallelujah this morning. Somebody give the Lord an amen this morning. Come on, somebody give the Lord a praise and a hand clap.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb of Jesus Christ.
Y'all too quiet up on here this morning.
Echoing.
Let me mute the line and mute people and see if that works. All right, is that better? Everybody hear good?
Yeah, I can hear.
All right, echo went away. That was one person's phone that was bringing in an echo. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. This morning we got to give him all the praise and worship and honor that's due to his name this morning. Because we are too much of a solemn assembly. We've been quiet for too long. That's why freedoms are being taken. That's why rights are no longer a right. Because in America, we have taken those things for granted. We're in a season where God is teaching us that the same old can no longer be. That we have to change. We cannot compromise for wrong. But we must walk in His righteousness. We must walk in His holiness. Our lives must, hallelujah, line up with His word. Hallelujah, somebody this morning, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah, somebody this morning, just say hallelujah to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Lamb, the Most High and Living God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father, come to bless your name, O God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go ahead, Kim. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We come to give you what's due you, O God. No matter what's going on with us, O God, you are worthy of the praise, O God. Father, we bless your name. You are welcome in this place on this morning, O God. Hallelujah. We just want to glorify you. We just want to magnify you. We just want to adore you, O God. Because truly all the praise belongs to thee, O God, and thee alone. Thank you for life, health, and strength on this morning, O God. Thank you that you're yet still calling our names, O God. Giving us the opportunity to get right whatever we don't have right on today, O God. Father, I thank you for repentance on today, O God. Father, I thank you for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, O God, abiding within us, Father. Thank you for being who you are, what you are to us, O God. Father, bless this service, allow it to be all that you desire for it to be. And Father, we give you the glory and all the honor and definitely all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we also pray for my mentor and friend, Pastor Terry, Father God, of Olive Press Ministries, while he's in Africa, Lord. Lord, I can see that he finally went, and his wife is watching over the ministry while he's gone, Lord. Lord, touch him. Keep him strong, Father God, while he's there. Protect him. Let your hedge of protections be all around him. Let your angels, Father God, protect him. And Father, we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Use him in the mission work you called him to do. And bless him 30, 60, and 100 fold. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Kim, go ahead and bring us a couple worship songs.
I'm
Go ahead, play another one, Jim.
Go ahead, play another one, Jim.
That's right, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glad our reward is in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apostle Kim, hallelujah, we can take the music off. Let it play in the background quietly. Just going to let that presence of the Lord continue to flow during the message. Amen. Continue to let it play in the background. Let it serenade our spirits this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you very much for those worship songs. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I just pray that you touch this word. Lord, that this word will be a blessing unto our hearts, our souls, and our spirits this morning, God. Lord, we won't be the same way we came in, Lord. Lord God, that our hearts and our minds and our souls and our spirits will honor you. And Lord God, that they will show mercy in your grace unto others. And Lord, how are we to win people to Christ if we first don't know how to walk amongst them and be like Jesus was with the tax collector? Doesn't mean to be a part of them, but it means that we can walk within the crowd and be that light that shines in the midst of the darkness. Have your way this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I was looking this morning, I was asking the Lord, what am I supposed to preach? And I had a gridlock in my spirit all night. Couldn't figure out what he wanted me to preach. And then I had something in my spirit all week, but I didn't know if that was what I was supposed to preach. And then all of a sudden, during prayer time before the Lord this morning. Can y'all hear me okay?
Oh.
Amen. I'm going to mute. Y'all just continue to pray for Kitty, okay? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Continue to pray for her healing, amen. That was what was going on. The doctors were coming in to assist her. 1 Corinthians 9, 19-23 says, this is Paul's use of his freedom. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible to Christ.
Hard to hear and understand.
To the Jews, I became Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law. So I myself, I'm being told that it's hard to hear what I'm saying. Give me one moment, y'all. I'm going
to
mute some on the line here. So please do not hang up just because I mute you. And only be muted so that we can be able to have no feedback. Amen. Hallelujah. Again, Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9, 19-23, this is Paul's use of freedom. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible to Christ. To the Jews, I became a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those that are under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. Though I am not free from God's law, but am under God Christ's law, so as to win those having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all things for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. To understand what the apostle meant here when he wrote this, become all things, we must keep the statement in context. Paul was explaining to the Corinthian church that his motivation for submitting himself to a hard life, he had relinquished his rights to be married, to draw a salary from the church. Paul had completely abandoned himself to the purposes of Christ, bore the marks of that decision. Paul's calling was to preach the Gentiles, Galatians 3:28, Galatians 2:20, and Galatians 6:17. And that required him to change the elements of his approach when needed. Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible to Christ. That means you are not of yourself. That means that you set your own personal thinking aside so that if it's the tax collectors, you become like the tax collector for a moment that you may reach and pull out a couple that are within the crowd. Sometime you got to go into the inner city where all the thugging and the gang popping and pimp and prostitute stuff that's going on. You don't do what they do, but you walk amongst the streets of where they are in order to win somebody to Christ. Now, of course, you don't do that unless you're Spirit-led. Make sure that the Holy Spirit is in you when you're doing it. Galatians 2:8 says, talking about that when Paul was calling to preach to the Gentiles, required him to change the elements of his approach. Remember, we were just talking about going into the inner cities, the slums, going where nobody else will go, and being willing to preach unto the homosexuals, willing to preach unto the, willing to preach unto all of the gangsters, pimps, prostitutes, drug dealers, drug addicts, alcoholics. Though I am free and I belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone. That means you have set aside what you may think and you pick up the cross of Jesus Christ and you go follow the Lord wherever he tell you to go, wherever he tell you in this world to go and preach and teach. Witness the gospel. Matthew 28 tells us, go ye therefore into all the nations and preach and teach his gospel. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 talk about acknowledge the Lord in all thy ways and he will direct your paths. So the Lord will direct your paths in this world today to teach you who and who not to talk to, who are you supposed to walk amongst, who are you supposed to be that living example, that light of Jesus unto. How can we be that light if we ourselves are not willing to set apart our flesh willful ways, our own wants and desires, and pick the cross of Jesus up daily in our lives? Sometimes the old people got to be willing to walk amongst the young people. Sometimes the young people got to be willing to live and walk amongst the older people in order to win somebody to Christ. Amen. I got Robin and Kim no longer on mute. And I have my wife no longer on mute. Amen. Hallelujah. Can everybody hear me okay?
Amen.
Yeah, I hear you.
Amen, 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 amen. So sisters and brothers, it's okay for a man to go wear a little earring in the ear in order to win somebody to Christ. Just don't let it become a lifestyle for you. It's okay to walk amongst a group of people that may be unorthodox. The only thing is you don't be a part of them. To walk amongst is you need to be a part of. He said nowhere in that scripture, people take that scripture out of context. It does not say go in and be like the homosexual. But you can walk amongst the crowd in order to pull a couple of homosexuals out of the crowd to come to know who Jesus Christ is. To deny their lifestyle and pick up the cross of Jesus Christ in their lives. Amen. Then maybe you win a couple to Christ. Amen. That is the hope that Paul was talking about. Is there anything Apostle Robin or Kim or my wife would like to expound upon on that? I know this has been a week of solitude and silent quietness for Robin, and the Lord is really, and I've been on people's butts about making sure she got that time before the Lord and making sure that people weren't bothering her and allowing her to be able to have that sabbatical before the Lord. Amen. And I know if she would like, she's welcome to come forward and share off of what was just being spoken if she is able to. If she's still in that silent time, that is fine. Amen. We have to follow the season that the Lord has us in. And sometimes God means for us to be quiet for a day or two. Sometimes it can be a week or two. You know, it's whatever the Lord says. Amen.
Amen.
I think we've been so caught up at times that, you know, we forget. We forget, Robin and King. We forget, Leslie. We forget how to reach the lost, to go and make disciples unto him.
I know one way we could.
I'm listening.
Show them that movie about the health. They definitely become disciples then.
And then you got to walk them. You got to walk them through on how to stay a disciple.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying that. That had no doubt convinced me. So, you know, you just got to be real with people. You just got to not sugarcoat it. You got to be real. You know, I don't know how to be anything else. So I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to do that. But I've always been real with people and just be an example. You know, let them see. Let them see the hands. Let them see the hands and the feet. Let them, you know, feel it. So it's practice. Proof is in the pudding.
Well,
so.
Stop with the yelling.
Robin and Kim, you know, and Kenny and Aaron, you know, my wife is a perfect example of what this message is talking about this morning. Leslie learned dealing with older people. Okay, and she became that person that can stand amongst the older population of women and be respected, but in order to pull a couple into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Well, Nick just told me I'm an old lady, so I guess if the shoe fits. You know, I have always been around older women, you know, ever since I was a little girl, because my mom decided to have me live with my grandma, because I just was not doing good in school, and she was working too much to be able to help me, and it was so much money to get tutors and blah, blah, blah. So she decided to have me live with my grandma. From 15 to high school, you know. And if she was still alive, I'd have been still living with her. But fortunately, God took her to heaven, and that's fine because she was a beautiful soul, a beautiful saint, and that's all she did was live for God. Nick and me, you know, got this beautiful picture that my grandma painted of me and him under the apple tree. And she didn't even know we were married, but she painted it before she died, obviously. And it's a picture that I still have, where it's a picture of me and him under the apple tree, because she was a painter and painted crosses. And unfortunately, she grew up Catholic, which I don't care, but she did a lot of crucifixes and Jesus on the cross and stuff. But it is so beautiful, the stuff that she did, you know, from her own mind. But then in the end, before she died, she started doing crosses that had Jesus not on it. And so I give my grandma a lot of credit. God really saved my life through her. So that's why I'm kind of an old lady. And I've been around her, you know, her friends playing bingo. I mean, I was so excited at 15 to go play bingo with my granny and her friends, you know. Because I was the one that helped them in and out of the cars and picked the stuff up for them and brought it in and out. And
this is not very comfortable.
So, you know, I had no choice but to, you know, become older. You know, I love that woman. I love that woman. I love my mom. I love all the women in my life. Ingrid, Kitty, you know, God always wants to bring these older people around. Robin and Kim, you know. So I don't really know anything else. So. It takes a lot, but it's all right. But everything we go through is for somewhere, somebody, or someone somewhere in our future. So I'm trying to be an example to people, you know, the best I can. You know, I don't always succeed because of things that God's dealing with me on, but you know, I really strive for at least trying, you know, and God sees my effort. He knows my effort. So, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't claim to be perfect. I'll be the first one to admit when I'm wrong, you know, now more than ever. And I don't always have to be right, because I used to always have to be right or know everything. But honestly, no one in this world knows, you know, everything. So, you know, I just appreciate where I am in life and, you know, just trying to go day by day, you know, trying to make sure I don't hurt somebody or hurt myself or hurt God first off. So, you know, I miss my grandma. I miss her so much. It's like close to me. But I just look at her pictures and I think of the memories. I think of the memories and I go back to when I was there with her and all the stuff that she taught me. God truly knew what he was doing. And you know, and my mom is like a spitting image of my grandma. Just, you know, she's got her same personality, you know, so I really appreciate everything my mom and Lamont has done for us, too, you know. I call him Lamont, but he's really my dad, you know. I'm just used to calling him Lamont. I don't call him Dad yet, but, you know, I always say Mom and Lamont. That's just how I know him. You know, at least he walked me down the aisle when I got married to Nick. So, you know, I mean, he was important enough to do that. But he's been around for nearly 20 years, me and Nick just discovered. You know, and they're getting up there, you know, so we have to watch and protect and watch over them. You know, ones that are left high and dry, and you know, nursing homes, assisted livings—it's very scary for them, you know. anybody and feel nobody or be touched by anybody and love, and it's kind of hard for them, you know. So I know my grandma always loved to get hugs. And Nick's grandma, too. Oh, I love Nick's grandma, Mary Kamada. She would get so mad at me if I didn't give her a hug. I love
Penny,
that.
Call me back.
She reminded me of a little peach. But I love Nick's grandma, his mom's mom. Just, I loved her. She and me really hit it off right away. And she's still right there in the front row. And I look right at her, and every time I come down to greet each other, we did that at the church. She gets so mad at me and, when I didn't give her a kiss or a hug. And then I go right down to give her a kiss and a hug, and she was happy and just, I don't know, I always had a thing with her. I just loved her. And it's sad that they all have to be gone, but like I told Nick, we'll see him one day soon, you know. Give him a big old hug and a kiss, and you know, say it's good to see you again. I bet they're all sitting by the river or the lake in the heaven, and it's filling out, drinking some heavenly tea. So, you know, I love watching visions and people's visions and stories of what they've been through and God showed them heaven or hell. I love hearing and just closing my eyes and just trying to see that. Because I believe it. People can't make this stuff up. You know, and Nick's seen things and I've seen dreams and visions of things that weren't so pretty, but then some was very great and beautiful. So, I got no problems with it. You know, I'm just trying to make sure I don't lose my own soul salvation. You know, it's very trying sometimes with being in this world today. It's sad and depressing, and so I'm trying hard to stay focused. But it's hard when you see all this stuff and you miss so many people. And well, we got to move on. Like, you know, move on. So, there are people out there that need to meet us, and you know, we need to show who they're missing in their life. So that's all the things. But it's really awesome to be able to even talk. You know, some people don't even have ability to talk. So, you know, Kitty's in the hospital. I mean, it seems like everyone's just, you know, this weather and everything's just, it seems like we just got to pray. Because I was not I was praying for myself because I started feeling like I was getting sick. Well, all of a sudden, now my throat stopped hurting, and I was like, Jesus, I just rebuked the devil, you know, because I never really did that before. I always just dealt with being sick, but now I feel much better, and it was like something was trying to come out of my neck, like, you know, something was trying to get me, or I just felt like something was trying to consume me, you know, my breathing or something. And I just started rebuking it, and it's not as, you know, I can at least, I don't have a panicky feeling like I was, like, oh my God, I can't breathe, you know, but it was because there was something that was trying to get my focus off of, you know, that I was afraid something was going on, but it seems like it's just a little bit of a swelling gland or something, and I just feel like it's getting softer now. You know, I have problems with my glands here by the side of my neck. They get swollen sometimes since I was little. So I just was praying for myself, and they seem to be getting softer again because they were real, real hard this morning, real hard like a rock. So I just put my hands there, and now it feels like they're getting soft and squishy, which they're supposed to be. But anyway, so, you know, we have to pray for ourselves so we can't depend on everyone else to, you know, oh, I need prayer. Oh, I need help. Because there may not be that time when we have somebody there that is stronger in the faith. So that's just a shining example of what happened this morning, because I really was not, you know, doing good. And then I was yelling at Paul. Doesn't help. So I'm trying not to do that as much, because that really hurts my throat bad, you know. But what do you do as a mother when the kid doesn't listen? You have to, you know, get louder. Normally kids listen, but this one, no, this one doesn't listen. So I have to, like, literally get up, and I said to myself, well, I might as well just stay standing all day, because I'm never going to sit with this kid around. But, no, that's all right. He's our little package of energy that someone put too many quarters in. So he's calling himself a little stinker. He knows I'm talking about him. So anyway, you know, I know Bob and Kim have, you know, could probably relate. So anyway, that's it. I'm done talking, for real.
All right. You know, the reason for sharing all of this, sisters and brothers, is that as my wife, she walks amongst the older population because of her life and how she showed the love of Christ and was stern upon God's word, and my wife's and my patients. In the end, through Jesus Christ, we were able to win a soul to Christ. Robin and Kim and Aaron know who I'm talking about, amen. And we have to become, sometimes to that extent, of being able to break things down in God's word at any level, any type of crowd, any type of person. And we have to be willing to allow God to do it through us. Amen?
Yeah.
And so that is how we were able to reach different people. Sometimes you got to speak slower. Sometimes you got to speak faster for some people. Some people you have to speak at a higher level. Some people you have to speak at a lower level. You know, there's different spiritual levels of where you have to preach for people. And you have to be ready in season and out of season to stand for the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
With that being said, I think the Lord has said what he wanted to say here this morning. Is there anything else? Apostle Kim or Apostle Robin, I think Pastor Minister Aaron said he wanted to, I believe, say something. He texted me.
Yeah.
Minister Aaron, did you want to say something? I just got another text message. Hold on, y'all, please. Pastor Robin, go ahead.
Oh, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Good word on this Sabbath day. God is just saying much, and I'm going to try my best not to be real long. But as you were speaking, Apostle Nick, you know, it came to me, Isaiah 61, and it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captive, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound." You know, as you talked about in Matthew 28 and 19, Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. That is our job. You know, God has commissioned us to go. No matter where he takes us, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, should be with us. You know, I remember there was a story, you know, and you probably have all heard it, of this man of a big mega church where he sat outside his church and he dressed up as a homeless man. And each and every Sunday, his whole congregation would pass him, you know, and he has his little basket out, you know, wanting, you know, people to give to him. And they passed him by. And God is saying, don't pass by someone that you don't even know who it is in the name of Jesus. Because you may sometimes be passing by an angel in disguise. But I remember when the man, he walked into this big mega church and he revealed who he was. He sat down on the front row of his own church, and those were turned up. And people were looking, how dare he walk into our church like this? So the message that came forth on this morning, God said we got to humble ourselves, because a lot of times we're puffed up and we can't humble ourselves, but we all have gone through an experience. And all of the experiences that we have gone through, they've not been for us. They've been to help somebody else that's going through the same thing that you went through. So as the word came forth, I was trying my best to be quiet. My God. But God said it's time to take off those masks, because many are wearing masks and they think that they've arrived. None of them have arrived. And who are we to look down on the next man? Yes, sometimes we got to humble ourselves, roll up our sleeves, go into the bar and mingle. Because you know what? The last time I checked, that's what Jesus did when he was on earth. He walked among the people that nobody else wanted to walk among. And he didn't think he was no bigger than the next. He humbled himself. So we got to humble ourselves. Good word on today. Oh, my God. So it's a lesson. It's a lesson for us. Don't get prideful. Don't get puffed up and think that you've arrived. God said, hey, go ye into all the world to preach, to teach, and to roll up your sleeve and let somebody see the real love of Jesus, because we are supposed to be the light, not to talk down when you see a homeless. You know, yes, there's many out there that, you know, are scheming on this homelessness, but use discernment. God will give it to you if you're asking for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, and I'm going to hush now. Praise the Lord.
We worship and adore the name. We worship. Will you adore the Lamb? Will you bow down? Bow down. Will you bow down? I was talking to a ministry this whole past week. And I've been doing I went through one of their discipleship training classes. Now, I know about discipleship. I know what God's Word says. But it doesn't mean that I can't learn something from somebody else. Amen?
Amen.
I read their Bible training, and the gentleman finally got back to me after leaving him a voicemail, and he goes, my brother, we believe the apostles are of the old day, that Jesus had only had the 12 apostles. He goes, but yes, the spirit of the apostle still lives on. He goes, but yet the title of an apostle is no more. And I sent him some scripture. And the Lord said, kept telling me, ringing in my spirit this morning, Robin, about being all things to all men. He said, it's not worth losing connection or unity of the brethren or the sisterin over something so petty.
And
some of people understand that, and I'm not saying compromise God's word, amen.
Amen.
But as long as I'm not asphyxiating on changing God's word, where he said he gave some to be apostles, some to be pastors, some to be preachers, ministers, teachers of the word. But yet, sometimes we gotta bring ourselves down to that person's level for a period of time, humble ourselves. Because the man is like, will you please allow me to go through the word with you? But at that point, that is when you then say, let's go through the word together. Let us go through the word together, and let us learn every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Father.
Amen.
And about what we think, what we want, but it's for the edifying of the church.
Amen.
The building up of the kingdom.
Yes.
And the unification of the body of Yeshua Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Some of y'all don't know, next week we have nearly 20 ministries worldwide coming together for the first time in 2021 for a United Revival Conference, a panel of preachers and ministers together speaking at 10 to 15 minutes each on a different topic to do with unity. Hallelujah. And we're having a meeting tomorrow night on that, so I ask y'all to pray. But sisters and brothers, we see all these things coming forward. We must be willing to humble ourselves to pull our sister or our brother out of the pit. Amen?
Amen.
So with that being said here this morning, Minister Aaron, was there anything you had to say? I know you texted me and you said you wanted to. Your mic is open.
If he don't, I do.
Go ahead, Kim.
I would just like to say, at the whole scheme of things, when we out ministering, it's not about our title, but we have to lay them down to be able to meet people where they're at. So when I'm out, I don't go out saying I'm an apostle. I'm just a servant of the Most High God. And that's what we have to remain, a servant. We can't get so stuck on our titles and our positions that we don't remember we first and foremost are servants. And in order to be a servant, you got to serve. Amen.
Amen. Say that.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well,
play with your son for a little bit.
Father God, we come home before your throne of grace and mercy, thanking you for this service this morning, God. And we just thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, Lord. And pray that you touch Leslie, Lord, as she's looking after Kitty's animals and the other place over there, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for Ingrid to help along the way, Lord.
To help along the way, Lord.
Just touch us all.
Just touch us all.
We lay it all before your throne.
We lay it all before your throne.
And Lord God, we pray, Lord God,
and Lord God,
touch
we pray,
everybody,
Lord God,
that
you touch everybody
to live holy and walk for you and right.
Walk for you and right.
And be that humble.
And be that humble.
Servant of yours.
Servant of yours.
That friend of yours.
That friend of yours.
That ambassador.
That ambassador.
Of your word.
Of your word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lay it off of your throne.
Lay it off of your throne.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
May everybody go in peace.
May everybody go in peace.
And we'll see you Monday night.
And we'll see you Monday night.
And just to let.
And just to let.
No.
No.
Apostle.
Apostle.
Dennis Wilson.
Dennis Wilson. Will actually be.
At the Unity Conference.
At the Unity Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So the Lord is working.
So the Lord is working.
Many great things.
Many great things.
In this season, amen.
In this season, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen.
So y'all have a good night.
Good day.
And we'll see you Monday night.
And we'll see you Monday night.
Amen.
God bless everybody.
Amen. God bless everybody. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, really?